That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? We are now getting ready for the last month of the year, which comes this Thursday. And I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and overate and had a blast with their families. Well, I want to talk about a lot of things tonight. We really have a full plate. I thought I'd start with happiness and then work my way down. I want to talk about Jupiter going forward and moving into Aries. I want to talk about money and the game, the name of the game. And I want to talk about what's coming in the next 3 to 4 months, if not further. So I guess we'll begin. Let's start with Jupiter. The planet of Jupiter has gone direct, and it's at the end of Pisces, and it's going to be moving into Aries. Now, Aries rules war, it rules expansion and explosion, and it also is considered the sign of fast moving. Jupiter in Aries brings us a planet of optimism, a planet of expansion, and it also is going to bring us moving fast into our future, moving fast into that which we want to be. And I also have a wonderful mind exercise for you tonight. Now, don't get bored and don't think this isn't going to be helpful to you, because it is. We're going to go along and we're going to take this and apply it to our money situation and our living situation. So Jupiter is the planet of optimism and expansion. We all look to Jupiter for expansion. When in 2011, Jupiter was in Pisces, and it now is back into Pisces because it's gone retrograde. It went into Aries and then it went retrograde. So November 23rd, the night of the full moon in new moon in Sagittarius, Jupiter went direct. It was retrograde, and it gave us delays, and it gave us restrictions, and it gave us some lies that finally came out into the truth as it moved along. So it went direct at when a planet stands still, it stays there a lot longer, and it's also more powerful. Depending on which house your Jupiter is in when it's in Aries will depend on some of the experiences. It's a time to move forward with business, and it's a time to move forward with anything that brings expansion, growth, and learning. So that's good to know. Jupiter is the beneficial planet. Jupiter brings us our luck. Of course, if you're an Aries, you can also worry about gaining a little weight because that's another sign that Jupiter does. It helps you gain weight when it's in your sign. So if you have a rising sign or a birth sign in Aries, you could be affected. So now we know that Jupiter has gone positive and that it's going to bring us optimism and expansion. And in the work in the year 2023, I've named it the year of reciprocity, or the year, I want to say the year of regrets, because it's really going to be the year of humbling. A lot of people are going to be humbled. A lot of people that have been in their ego and working for gains and really not for the good of others or for their business. So we're going to have to start facing that which we've been putting out in 2023. So, although we will be feeling the residue of the total lunar eclipse that we just had in October for at least 6 months, the second half of November and into December, all five of the personal planets will be moving forward again, the first being Jupiter. These planets are immutable signs: Sagittarius, Gemini, Pisces, and Virgo. These are the mutable signs. They are very flexible and quite restless. They're a chameleon. They're adaptable to change. They are less fixed and held down than the cardinal signs or the fixed signs. They're free to form and manifest in different ways. Sometimes you can feel a bit out of control because a lot is happening. A lot is happening at the same time, and so much is going on in December as we go into January. It's really crazy. We have seven planets in mutable signs on the November 23rd Sagittarius new moon, which was Tuesday. Mars is in the sign of Gemini, and that's a visual sign, and that's a picture sign. It is currently out of bounds. So it's currently retrograde until January 12th, but also out of bounds, which means it's beyond its 23 degree orbit. It's orbiting at about 26 or 27. And that's going to go on until about the 4th of May. This brings a feeling of being out of control. So let's talk about being out of control a bit. I do have a sentence that I want to say to you. Even attacks by means of negative reviews and slurred words cannot stop the truth from being exposed. That's something I want you to remember all year, all 2023. Even attacks by means of negative reviews cannot stop the truth from being exposed. But we'll see what that brings. The news is that they're saying the recession isn't real. They're saying the raise in prices is only temporary. Janet Yellen and crew have been claiming this for a year and a half. They seem to think that if they keep telling us the same garbage, we'll begin to believe it. They wanted to keep going to keep the equity up. They want to keep the lower interest rates to serve themselves. It costs $6.3 trillion to fight the COVID war. That's not inflationary. The Russians did it. This is a game show that we've been living in 2022. The whole thing is rigged. Actually, the market should have crashed back in 2020, but it didn't. Instead, businesses have been destroyed. People have come to harm. The damage of this COVID war has done an incalculable amount. Let's look at office company. Let's look at office occupancy. And let's look at the rates in America as to what's going on. So the average office occupancy now, since everybody was working from home and Zooming during COVID, is 40%. In New York City, it's 35%. All those businesses, dry cleaning, shoe repair, hairdressers, happy hour, they're all gone. Wiped off, gone, as if they never existed. Office occupancy rates in New York City, San Francisco, and Chicago have plummeted. And so have a lot of other businesses. Before COVID, back in 2019, there were front rent signs all over the place. New York, Chicago, San Francisco, even Las Vegas. There were front rent signs, and business was booming. The damage that has been done, the businesses that have closed up, it's all incalculable. And the destruction to those that have suffered, it's been out and out cruelty to me. So unnecessary, so unnecessary. We were lied to by a lot of people. The CBC and Dr. Fauci are the top ones on my list. In 2023, we are in for the worst socioeconomical and geopolitical crisis in modern history. What the federal government has done in your lifetime or in my lifetime is incalculable. They've become a bunch of liars and thieves. They play this 3G game. You know that game, don't you? Guns, gold, and getaway. The 3Gs. Guns, gold, and getaway. However, this time there will be no getaway plan. The COVID war, the Ukraine war, equals World War III. When all else fails, these top people that run the government, these 10 to 13 families, take you to war to make even more money off of your back. This economy has failed. We have sent $64 billion to the Ukraine since February 24th of 2022. And the roads are rotting. And the homeless are wandering in our streets. And the bridges are caving in and collapsing. And people can't make ends meet. You read the data. Gold really should be up at least $2,500 an ounce. It's all rigged. Pure, plain, and simple. It's controlled. The two things that the cartel doesn't want to happen, they don't want the equity markets to crash, and they don't want gold prices to skyrocket to where they should be, because all us little people will know how bad it really is at that point. America doesn't know the scope yet. They don't know how bad it really is. And this isn't just America. It's worldwide. Worldwide. The cartel doesn't want the markets to crash. Gold should have skyrocketed in the last 3 years because what we're facing is unprecedented. You are going to witness the new world disorder in 2023 and 2024. I have told you all year that the next 2 years are going to be the darkest we have to walk through. Why is the dollar so strong? The U.S. dollar is so strong because all of the other dollars in the nation, in the world, are so weak. Listen to the lying mouths of the central bankers. And now the European Union has raised interest rates from 0.50% to 0%. From minus 50, I'm sorry, to 0% interest rates. And what have they got for this? 8% inflation rates. If you borrow money, they're going to tell you to raise interest rates at least 1% above inflation. So our interest rate should be 9.6%, and the euro should be 10.6. Look at Germany, the richest euro country. Everything is down. People complain, communism. Yes, this is definitely dictatorial. Definitely. Remember a guy by the name of Mussolini? He quoted, "What is fascism? The merger of state and corporate powers." Throw the media into the mix. Buy corporate bonds, junk bonds. I knew not to buy bonds in 2020. It was over then for me, and now I'm just watching the whole thing go to you know where in a handbasket. Oh, you're too big to fall? Tell that to Facebook. Tell that to Amazon. We are living in fascism. Pure, plain, and simple. It's high crime, gambling, going on right in the middle of Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon. World War II is now ancient history. World War III has already begun. We're not going to war. We're at war. The weapons we're sending out is enormous, and not a word about peace. They say World War III began when we possibly could have a nuclear exchange or a false flag event. They say World War III began when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. You mean to tell me that nothing went on 4 years before Japan bombed Pearl Harbor? They say World War II began when Japan. We're in the middle of a military industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. Other presidents warned us too. And to continue this idiotic rigmarole, they're doing air drills in Taiwan and have people walking around outside, kneeling down and putting their hands over their heads while they do these air drills. It's similar to you must wear a mask tactics. Last month, they began commercials in New York City. People lying down on the sidewalk in a war drill. The message is, okay, nuclear bombs may be coming. I'll tell you what to do. There are three steps. Oh, by the way, all this fake news is made up. There is no scientific data for any three steps to protect you from a nuclear bomb. They won't say who's behind this commercial or how much it costs to make it. Everything is made up. It's all lies. Believe me, maybe people don't really realize it, but I will tell you this. If a nuclear bomb drops, there's nothing you can do. I visited my city, New York City, last June of 2022, and I did in 2021 as well. I cried. Oh, how I cried. New York City is dead. The streets are empty at night. Crime. And one place after another is going out of business. It's gone. It's erased. There was a time when it was the center of the universe, but no more. It's gone. When I see what's happened so fast, it makes me sad. I remember walking down Amsterdam Avenue in 1997, 1998, hearing within my body, "Get out of the cities, get out of the cities." I told my then fiance, "It's New York City or me." Luckily, we moved out to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a wonderful place to be, and certainly much safer than New York City. So, office occupancy is now down to 32%. No matter what anyone tells you, it is not coming back. The homeless problem gets worse every day, and inflation rates are hitting us. It costs $88 to fill up your car. And it will soon be up to $10 a gallon to fill up your car. What they have been able to do to America is a sin. We need to have a new movement and a fight back. If we don't, we will all go down, and we're going to go down hard. I think the most difficult thing for us to change is our mindsets. It's how we're thinking. We want everybody else to take care of it. We think, well, this is going, we're going through a phase. Nothing is the same anymore. Organizations, governments, political parties, it's all changed, and not for the better. There is no one to trust. There is no one to lead. The office occupancy rate will go down and down. This may be the worst real estate crisis that we've ever experienced, and I mean ever. This has become a Zoom world, a new world. And you know, China owns Zoom. Just thought I'd mention it. It's a fake bounce. It's the Biden bounce. And it's the same around the world. They are using all this cheap money printed on nothing, backed by nothing, and have unofficially blown it up. People can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford to rent. And Blackstone is buying up all the homes and renting them out. It's all fake. They are making all these numbers up. They keep saying inflation is temporary. Money has no backing. The gold standard was removed by Nixon in the 70s. They're afraid they will scare the gamblers by raising interest rates. When interest rates go up, the gambling on the market stops and everything collapses. So to tell you that it's only temporary, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. The billionaires got $8 trillion richer during COVID, and they continue to lie about everything. The numbers are rigged. We're even finding out that the COVID death numbers are rigged. I knew that all along. They were paying the hospital to call a corpse COVID. It is really pretty scary. The numbers are rigged. Housing prices have gone up to 18%. I live in New England, and people in New York City are buying houses up here unseen. They do a virtual tour of them, and they buy the house sight unseen for more than $100,000 over what they're really worth. And then they pour even more money into renovations. They tell you interest rates won't go up. Inflation is temporary, and they're lying. 2023 will give us a deeper downturn. The basis of this downturn with the economy is homegrown, based on the policies of the government socialism and the central planning on a grand scale. It's homegrown. The government and Washington has done this through their decisions. The bond market has turned upside down. This I was warned about. I was warned about it inside of myself in 2020. When the Fed bond market is lower than the state bond market, this spells danger. It's a very alarming sign. Now, I don't know that much about the market or how money works, but I'm learning. This show is called Let's Find Out, and we are finding out the truth. You need to keep your eye on the economic indicators this next year. Allow permits for construction and oil drilling. Open up the pipelines. That's going to bring new jobs and new funding. And it will also bring us something called heat and electricity. And we may need to do a lot about climate control. But if we don't have something substantially to heat our homes and feed our people, we can't do anything until we do. John Kerry's list for the Green New Deal doesn't work. When he stops flying around in his jets, then maybe I'll listen to him. We can stop this craziness, but we have to begin now. Kerry is trying to bribe countries not to use oil and gas with no alternative. And that, to me, is dumber than dumb. He's bribing countries not to use oil and gas. He's also been bribing them not to grow food. Biden has a ban on coal. He's closing coal plants. There isn't anything that we can really produce without using coal. New EPA regulations on taxing natural gas are coming. Then we need to reimpose work. People need to go back to work. They're not going to work now. The requirements on everyone is receiving government assistance, and those requirements need to change. They've changed the unemployment. You don't have to go seeking for work now. That's been removed. You're just getting paid on the dole. All of this is bringing our country down. All of this succeeded 25 years ago in curbing inflationary spending and ultimately created a balanced budget by having what I suggested. We need to go back to fossil fuel and then continue on finding ways to get around it. And we need to grow our food. And we need to remove all of the restrictions at the docks that are trying to get goods and services delivered to people across the country. There's so much going on. Let's replace utopian socialist scheme that has always been the cause of impoverishment. And let's replace it with economic development and strength. Together, let's all work together to find ways and means to continue on in a positive light that won't hurt anyone. And that's my message about money. We're going to listen to the weekly cosmic tip and then the break, all right together. And I'll be back after our song. And we have a song by Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. That's what we're all walking into in 2023. We're walking into that Ring of Fire. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of November 28th through December 4th, 2022. Everyone is revved up and ready to go this week. The desire to move forward and get things done is very strong now. However, with Mars still retrograde, the universe may have something else in mind. While everyone wants to work on their projects, there may be some disagreement about how to go about things, while people think that their ideas are the best and refuse to budge. Mars trines Saturn on Monday, and that favors putting physical effort into long-term projects. Because the moon is in Aquarius, you can create some really great win-win situations. Go quietly on Tuesday and Wednesday and be sure not to force your ideas onto anyone else. Events may take a nosedive late Tuesday into early Wednesday due to an opposition between Mercury and Mars. This energy serves up feelings of resentment and competition. Everyone is competing for recognition during Wednesday's lunar square to the Sun. Jupiter is finishing up old business from earlier this year and the last half of 2021. By the winter solstice on December 20th, the god of abundance will move back into Aries, where he was traveling May through October of 2022. This, along with four of the other five planets moving forward again, helps you to work on your future projects. It can be very exciting. On Thursday, December 1st, a lunar T-square conjuncts Neptune and Jupiter and pulls in Mars, Venus, and Mercury, indicating conflict and a refusal to compromise. Luckily, peace is restored by sunset due to a sextile between Venus and Saturn. Be aware that ambitious Mars continues to be retrograde until January 12th, and Mercury will turn retrograde in Sirius Capricorn on December 29th for 3 weeks. All that review energy means that you're going to have universal help getting going with your projects. But there might be some adjustments needed along the way. The energy will also be a little scattered and up and down. The first days of December point to a very enjoyable time, and it can bring you good results. You'll get a lot of things done, provided that you don't overdo it. Sagittarius Venus and Gemini Mars form an opposition on December 1st, harmoniously joined by Saturn in Aquarius. Mercury, so close to Venus, forms a square to Neptune on December 2nd. Small dreams, as well as big ones, want to be seen and heard now, and it's a good time for pleasurable pursuits of all kinds as we walk through December, the holiday month. We move into an optimistic and energetic Friday defined by the moon's trine to the sun. However, the realization of more complex projects may prove to be difficult. Mars is still retrograde until mid-January, and so unfortunately, more often than not, talk is cheap. However, seriously planned and executed projects could, despite a rough start, point the way to later manifestation date, supported by the sun trining Chiron. Schedule dates for Saturday, when the moon trines Venus and Mercury while sextiling Mars and Saturn. This promises a meeting of the hearts as well as passion and stability. So that means that your feelings of love will be well received and perhaps get even stronger. You may want to put off dating and searching for romance on Sunday, however, due to a argumentative square between charming Venus and illusionary Neptune, because you could be duped by someone who is pretending to be somebody very, very different from who they really are. Be careful. Neptune in Pisces turns direct on December 4th, squaring Venus and Mercury in Sagittarius. Longings and quiet forebodings can flow through your mind now, like wisps of fog, making it difficult to concentrate. Take some time to be quiet and get some inner reflection. Sunday evening is a great night to meditate. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is a burning thing. and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And that was Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire. And he wasn't kidding. I want you to remember this, the whole audience, everybody listening. And I want you to remember as you walk through the ring of fire in 2023 and 2024. So Mars retrograde in Gemini brings a feeling of being out of control. However, it's really freeing up the energy to create something else. It's removing things that we really don't need anymore. It's making changes, as they say. What's even more interesting to me is that the next five full moons, including the one that we're having next week, are all at 1 degree of their sign, bringing in a new energy. Next year is a totally new energy. It won't be anything like the first part of the 20s. Although there are many other signs as well, this says that we are coming into a new episode of energy, brand new. Saturn is moving direct in Aquarius, and it changes signs into Pisces in March. Pluto turns direct in Capricorn, finishing up its travels of going back over corporations, banks, and big business from the top down, removing and destroying and exposing anything that's out of balance. Then it moves into Aquarius in March. So a lot is happening in March. Pluto moves through these last 3 degrees of Capricorn, but it won't leave Capricorn totally until December of 2024. However, it's in the process of finally unearthing, revealing, dredging up anything that lacks integrity. Accountability, which is not for our highest good. We have not had anybody have accountability for what they've done, but it's coming. I know it takes a while, and it's frustrating about that, but everything has to fall into place. It's kind of like opening a safe. You have to know the combination and get those, I guess, safe things to drop, to loosen up. And it takes time. particularly top-down structures, governments, corporations, institutions. This is a necessary part of the breakdown, or it won't last. We have to get down to the roots. We have to break through to the new. And there is a lot of new coming, which is very exciting. On the 20th of November, we had Jupiter trine the Sun. And Jupiter is getting very strong. The planets are sending out messages of hope, wisdom, optimism, and higher consciousness, which I'm very excited about, bringing us future horizons. This energy is asking us to think bigger, to be bigger, and to take our power back. Look at what's happening in China right now. My son just got back from China, and he was living through that intimidation. And he told me that they're locking you in your apartment, making everybody test for COVID every day, and they are starving people out that they no longer want in the country or think may be a danger to the country. He can't say anything about China that's negative. That's why he had to get out, because he's American. So let's now talk about the new moon that has just passed on Wednesday the 23rd in Sagittarius. This is the first new moon after the eclipse that was on Election Day. And the new moon was at 1 degree Sag. As always, the new moon is the perfect time to set new intentions or to begin a new project. See where this energy falls in your chart. The ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. And Jupiter is still trine to the Sun on the 23rd to the moon as well. It's just at the end of Pisces and will soon be fully into Aries. Even though it's out of sign on the new moon, it's still in trine. What makes it even stronger is that it becomes stationary on this day. Whatever a planet changes signs is like a big ship. It comes to a full stop and then it begins to move off in a different direction. Always. The power of the planet is magnified for a few days before and after that day. So we have a future vision of manifestation and abundance that feels very exciting, and you're really going to see it start to take hold in January. At least we have some good things coming. Sagittarius is about reaching out to the cosmos for a greater understanding. It's visionary. It's a visionary science. I have a Sag rising, and I named my business in 1981, Visions of Reality. It's creating a whole new picture, and a whole new future. The planet Jupiter and the sign Sagittarius is linked to freedom. It's linked to truth. Along with the planet Uranus, both are linked to freedom, truth, and the future. Sagittarius is also linked to the ninth house. That rules law. It rules natural law, universal law, and man-made law. And the truth is coming out. Libra is the sails of justice. Sag is standing in this truth. I think at this time we are going to see some very strong legal developments around the truth. We're all going to be watching to see what emerges. Many, many of us have been waiting a long time. There are now seven planets in mutable signs. The Moon, the Sun, Venus, Mercury are all in Sagittarius. Jupiter and Neptune are in Pisces, and Mars is in Gemini. This mutability really emphasizes now. It's malleable. It's fluid. You can take the clay and you can mold it. That's what mutability is. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. But the one thing that it always is invisible. This mutability, this forming, this new life that you want for yourself is invisible. You have to do it inside. You have to visualize it inside. Make it a prayer. See a picture. See yourself already there. And then let it out to the universe. And then you will be moving forward. The future doesn't exist, not yet. It's invisible. But so often we think it's fixed. No, it's been defined by what we are told by external sources. And that's just not true. We form it. We form the future. We co-create. We create and co-produce our future with our own energy. We participate in exactly how our future shapes up through our decisions. Your future is your own sheet of music. Can you imagine being like Paul Anka and sitting in a room for an hour and writing a song that's worldwide and forever? Your future is your own sheet of music. Your clay that's not yet formed. We all get to choose, both collectively and individually, of how we form our future. In 2023, we will all be stepping into that more powerful position. We are no longer choosing to be living in a state of victimhood or living our future as defined by others. We are going to be stepping into our power. We will be doing the creating. I want to shout that from the mountains and the sea and the plains and the valleys and the cities. That's what this whole experience of the terrible and transformative 20s is about. Not only a sense of empowerment, but of sovereignty, a sense of center, a sense of anchor. In a spiritual sense, as much as anything else, this is so incredibly important. Sagittarius is a fire sign, a mutable fire sign. Mars represents fire and represents action. It's in Gemini. It's retrograde, and it's ruled by Aries, a cardinal fire sign. I think Mars is reinforcing and reviving up a lot of fire at this time. So at this new moon in Sag, we're going to walk into that ring of fire. Now, fire can be negative. It can be temper and anger and bodily harm. But it also can be incredibly positive. Fire positively is our passion, our joyful life, our convictions, our enthusiasm, our love. If you don't believe me, ask Johnny Cash. Love at its higher state is a fire. It's a ring of fire. We're going to walk through this fire for love, to get that loved one, or to get that destination. Love is fire. It is not weak or passive. It is incredibly powerful. Being on fire to me means an empowerment of the state of being. It is not a victim, and it has great strength. We sometimes define ourselves by looking back to our past. Who have we been? Have we been a sibling? Are we a parent? Are we a wife? Are we a husband? What are we in our careers? Are we lawyers? Are we teachers? What are we? What are we in our relationships? We define ourselves by our past so often. We define ourselves by our failures. But this relationship didn't work out, by that job that didn't work out. At this new moon and throughout this next week, right through December 1st, this moon that is so visionary for such a bigger, better future, talk to it, visualize. Form your pictures. How about we all begin to define ourselves by our future self? The first step to this is to define your state of being. What is your vibration at this time, right now? Are you relaxed and confident? Have you let go of the past? Are you ready to start walking the path to your future? What do you want for your future? What state of being would you like to be in by the end of this year and going into 2023? 2023 will be a very different year energetically. What would you like your state of being to be? Joyful, loving, free, empowered? This is the first step. Now, who do you want to be? A writer? A film producer? A teacher? An innovator? Do you want to rescue children or animals from tough situations? Start to define yourself by your future self rather than by your past self. When we are doing that, not only are we enlarging who we are stepping into, we are actually drawing on our higher self, on the higher energies between us and the center of the galaxy, those energies. When we do that, we are pulling down from the center of the galaxy what our blessed higher self would like to manifest for us based on our soul, our decisions, and our past lives. How great is that? Once we've created that inner identity, even in the loosest form, we will want to be a more loving being. And when we do that, not only are we enlarging who we can be from this point on, but we are defining what our blessed higher self would like to manifest. Then, as you become centered, step into that new energetic hologram form that you've made and live it from this moment on. Because if you start to live it from this moment, even if you know up to now how current circumstances haven't quite supported that, you will find quickly, the more you can live in that new energetic hologram, that you will begin to attract people and circumstances and opportunities that feed into your future vision. This is so exciting. It's actually very simple to do. We just have to be disciplined in our thinking and in our emotions. This is so visionary. It's so future-oriented. I think it's very exciting. Actually, it's a strong signal to me about how much our reality is really within us. It's truly on the precipice of change. It's palpable. Palpable. We can all feel it. We can feel this energy, absolutely. The other thing that supports this is that Uranus is an aspect to the sun and the moon. Here, Uranus, thinking of freedom, truth, and the future, is really pulling in the energies of the new moon to start to produce, creating a positive manifestation into our world. And it's emphasizing those qualities of peace. So as we realign ourselves, we're helping to realign the planet. Jupiter is also sitting atop of the world axis, which means that whatever is unfolding now, all the investigations that are going on, all the truths that are going to be coming out, it's going to be big. It's going to be expansive. It's going to be huge. It's going to be worldwide, whatever is unfolding, and it will be displayed on the public stage. Jupiter is conjunct Neptune here within 6 degrees. You may remember that in April it was exactly conjunct. On the lower levels, that represents water. Jupiter expansion, Neptune water. That brought flooding. And there was very dangerous flooding in South Africa and Australia. Now Jupiter is moving back to that point, but it's not going to be exact. It's going to be within 6 degrees. So let's hope it doesn't bring more flood waters. What I'd like to see flood out is the truth. And to have these criminals that are running this place caught up with and handled. The other effect we had in April was Neptune rules oil. And in April, it affected the oil prices. And this time I'm concerned about oil and natural gas distribution, as well as diesel fuel for trains, aircraft, and ships. As a matter of fact, I'm in New England, and New England has been put on notice about rationing both natural gas and electric. So I'm going to Florida for the winter. And you guys down in Florida, I'll be in Palm Beach. I hope I get to meet a lot of you. We're going to be planning some nice meditation gatherings, and everybody can come. On the positive side, this energy is really about your spiritual life, having more spiritual meaning in your day-to-day life. Developing is a greater sense of compassion, and this can be a very beautiful experience. It also brings a sense of unboundedness, infinite possibilities, unlimited realities. Nothing is out of bounds, and nothing is impossible. I certainly have had that experience more than once in my life. This is increasingly a feeling that we all need to step into. We need to create our new state of being. We can use this in our breathwork, in our meditations, and in our visions of reality. This Sagittarian energy is also very restless. It's about new horizons, new adventures. It can also bring a sense that we are taking important steps into becoming galactic citizens, because we truly are becoming galactic citizens. And many, many of us are going to find that out as we join forces with our galactic neighbors to bring ourselves forward into our new reality. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the end of the show. I hope you have enjoyed it. I would love to hear from you. Elizabeth@new-visions.com is the email. And we're all going forward. It's time. It's time for love. It's time for growth. And it's time for responsibilities. And it's time for new possibilities. We are going to close with the song Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds, the meditation, Breathe Into the Heart, and we will finish with We Can Live Together in Peace by Richard Chilman. Know that and believe it. Peace to all of you, and I'll see you in December next week. Thank you for listening. I hope I hear from you, and good night.
To hell.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.